From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter is visiting Saudi Arabia Wednesday. It's part of a regional tour aimed at convincing skeptical allies about the benefits of the Iran nuclear deal. Saudi officials have neither publicly condemned nor endorsed the Iran nuclear agreement that was announced on July 14th. Carter is to hold meetings with King Salman as well as the Saudi Minister of Defense before heading back to Jordan for a meeting with the Jordanian military leadership. Turkey has blocked access to Twitter to prevent the broadcast of images of Monday's bombing in southeast Turkey that killed 32 people. That's according to the state-run Anadolu agency Wednesday. The government was trying to block Twitter users from calling for protests against the government for not doing more to prevent the bombing, according to the agency. Officials had raised concerns that the bombing in the town of Suruj is part of a campaign of retaliation by the Islamic State group. Protests have erupted in Istanbul and other cities since the bombing, with demonstrators shouting slogans blaming the government for the attack. Meanwhile, this street seller says all shop owners were in the hospital to donate blood for those injured in that blast. Meanwhile, on Tuesday, police detained 30 people before they could march to a ruling party office in Istanbul. Greek lawmakers are set to vote Wednesday on a second package of reforms needed to secure crucial bailout funds from Europe. The package on the table Wednesday includes measures meant to guarantee bank deposits as well as speed up and curb the cost of the legal process. The vote is seen as less controversial than last week's package. You're listening to VOA News. A longtime al-Qaeda operative was killed in a U.S. airstrike in early July while traveling near Sarmada, Syria, according to the Pentagon. Mohsin al-Fadli was traveling in a vehicle when he was hit July 8th. Al-Fadli was the leader of a network of al-Qaeda operatives called the Khorasan Group, who are plotting external attacks against the United States and our allies. That's according to Navy Captain Jeff Davis, a Pentagon spokesman, in a statement on Tuesday. Votes are being counted in Burundi, where pre-election violence has caused thousands of people to leave the country in the past few months. The controversial presidential election on Tuesday is believed to have had a low turnout, as President Pierre Nkurunziza, without significant opposition for a third term. Official results are expected on Thursday. Pakistan's Supreme Court has agreed to hear an appeal in the case of a Christian woman facing the death penalty for blaspheming Islam. VOA's Aisha Tanzim reports from Istanbul and from Islamabad.
Court officials say the Supreme Court Wednesday suspended the execution of 50-year-old Asia Bibi until it renders a decision on her appeal of her death sentence. A lower court convicted Bibi of blasphemy in 2010 and sentenced her to death for comments she made about Islam during an argument with co-workers over drinking water. Blasphemy is a very serious charge in Pakistan that can cost you your life in other ways. Even unproven allegations can spark mob violence, and acquittals are rare. Bibi's lawyer, Saiful Malook, says despite a weak legal case against her, the lower court succumbed to pressure. Aisha Tanzim, VOA News, Islamabad.
Police in northern Afghanistan say a suicide bomber Wednesday detonated a vehicle packed with explosives in a crowded market, killing at least 17 people and wounding more than 30 others. The bombing occurred in the Almaw district of the Faryab province, and authorities fear that death toll is expected to rise. No one has yet claimed responsibility for the violence. Drug company Eli Lilly says they have a drug that slows Alzheimer's in patients with a mild form of the disease. Patients who took the experimental drug solanezumab early in the course of the disease preserved more of their cognitive and functional ability, according to new Lilly data released on Wednesday. UN Chief Ban Ki-moon's sports advisor said Wednesday that he felt the person charged with chairing the reform of FIFA should come from outside Europe. Well, it would be fantastic if the successor of President Sepp Blatter, stepping down amid a graft scandal, was a woman. FIFA made the announcement on Monday that it would form a task force. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.